Ah, I just love that. One of the highlights of the week. And I am going to pick the Raiders and Kirk Cousins to make the playoffs in 2026. How about that, wow. Lindsay? How about that, Steve Kearney?
I didn't even know he was.
Approximately 7 months.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was on the Raiders.
Yeah, I think he is anyway.
He is. He signed as a free agent. He's there to teach Fernando.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's it. He's there to be a mentor.
Oh, sure.
All right. Speaking of mentors, Steve, you have definitely worked with people who are maybe new. You've been a guide for a long, long time, and I know there's the tried and true and the go-to when you take people out, but you are willing to break new ground as well.
Yeah, Steve, good afternoon, you and Lindsay. It's a little scary. I got on a lake this week with three guys, just bought a cabin on a lake up by Detroit Lakes. I've never been on the lake before, and I said, you know, I hope you have low expectations because I don't know if I can figure this lake out in one morning. I've never been on it. I had no idea what I was going to do, but I did get out, and immediately we started hitting these giant bluegills. It was an act of God. It was just like boom, boom, boom. It really was. And, you know, you don't want to beat up these big bluegills too much. You know, these are 9-10 inch fish that you really don't want to take a lot of the spawners out of a lake because those are very valuable fish. And so we kept 15 for four guys and just, you know, kept it cool and let a few go and then decided, hey, let's go find some crappies. So I went up on the north end of the lake. This is Cormorant Lake. And I kind of look at shorelines a lot. When I'm on a new lake, I look for high banks, high cabins that are up way high with a sharp break on shore. And that tells me that the break lines in the water is going to be fast and sharp as well. So sure. I started on this north end and bang, we were into the crappies immediately and caught some beautiful crappies. And, you know, I told them, this is not normal. This is not normal. This is luck. And we got into it, and it was a great morning. But we had a beautiful day for weather, no wind, and it was magical. It was awesome.
Now, we've got a major change. The heat's going to move in, and we got a good old-fashioned late June, early July heat wave. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. It's going to be tough out there, and I'm sure it's going to change the bite.
You know, Steve, I don't know what's going to happen. This has been, you know, the most bizarre spring and early summer I've seen in decades. It's just been, you know, the water temperature is still at 60s, 65, 66, way behind. Now with the 90s, this is all going to shoot up into the 70s. And I have no idea where the fish are going to be because this is going to be a major change. The weeds are going to go nuts. Everything is going to go crazy. The water temperature will probably end up being middle 70s, low 70s. So, yeah, I'm a little worried. It is a drastic, fast change, which fish, you know, don't have a tendency to really like, you know, really fast. You know, we got some thunderstorms coming up here, too, tonight and tomorrow. So I don't know. This is just going to be a little bit of a dicey week. You know, they're talking rain almost every day and but yeah, it's, I don't know till I get out there. I guess, you know, I just don't know how to predict anything because I've never seen, you know, weather like this ever.
Yeah. So we're going to be hot, humid, very unsettled, the way it looks through the end of the week. We don't really have a good read on what, the weekend of the 4th is going to be like, for sure. But yeah, it is very unusual. We've had certainly some rain here in the cities. I had almost a couple of inches in the rain gauge early in the week, and that certainly helps. I live along the Mississippi River, and now while the river didn't take a huge jump, it always helps because, you know, you're in June, and the current, the water levels feel like late August is really not a good sign. We could still use rain.
Yeah, people think with all the rain we've had that we're doing well on the lakes, but no, the levels are still down everywhere. But I think we might make up for it this next week. It looks like pretty good chances almost every day. I do want to tell you, I had this gentleman from Lakeville this week, too. This is a different group, and he was in a walker. And when he got out of his car with his driver, we had to kind of put him on the dock on his butt and then kind of slide him into the boat. And I put him in the front seat, and we had a pretty good morning. We caught five crappies, probably the biggest five crappies I've ever seen. And they were just massive. And we were in a different lake this time, and this guy caught some walleyes, and he was so happy and so joyful. He caught the biggest crappie and the biggest walleye he's ever caught in his life. And that is why I do what I do, to see this joy and this fascination when people, you know, have a morning like that, just to be on the water and, you know, be able to accomplish this and catch some fish. I mean, it's so gratifying. It's really hard to explain, but it's the reason that we do what we do. And I got a beautiful text from his wife, you know, saying how, you know, just it was just a magical time. And, you know, again, I just it's such a grateful thing to be able to do that for people. That's why I just love to do it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Steve, this week we mentioned the heat and humidity building really starting tomorrow and then really sets in on Monday and temps in the 90s. Depending on where you're at, heat indices, central and southern Minnesota well into the triple digits. If you're going to be out, I would say early beyond that, take it easy. It's going to be a hot one.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. When you have temperatures like this, you got to get out at sunrise in the morning, 5:30, quarter to 6, and then get off by 10 or 11. And because it's so nice and hot, all the recreational people will be out in droves this week.
Right.
So it's best to get it done early because I think it's going to be really busy and really crazy with water skiers and everything because it is the week of 4th of July. So we'll deal with it like we always do.
Yeah, a lot of vacations this week. I know for most, a short work week. For some, no work week. A lot of people off the next couple of weeks. Enjoy. Be safe out there. Steve, always good to visit with you. Have a great 4th. We'll talk to you next week following the Twins and the Yankees. They'll be in New York on the 4th, so we'll visit then.
All right. Sounds great, Steve. You take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney joining us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Quick break. We'll come back. Heather Rule will join us. The NHL entry draft. The Frost. I think we're done with the expansion draft in PWHL. How did all that sort out? Heather followed it. And by the way, huge motorsports fan, Indy Cars. She was at Road America with the family. We'll get an update on that as well. Local sports journalist Heather Rule joins us here on News Talk 830 WCCO.